This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Senator John Kerry considers a new political slogan, Let America Be America Again. And Slate's Timothy Noah traces the roots of that slogan and finds some surprises. First, though, in Iraq today, nine major political parties agreed to disband their militias. But the insurgent cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose forces have been fighting U.S. troops in and around the city of Najaf, is not part of the agreement. Earlier, we spoke with Charles Duhigg. He's a Los Angeles Times reporter who's embedded with coalition forces patrolling in Najaf. Charles, hello again. In this area, Najaf and a nearby town, Kufa, contain a lot of shrines holy to Shiite Muslims. It's the center of an uprising by fighters loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Now there's supposedly an agreement with Shiite leaders to try and stop the violence. Is that working? Are things calming down there?
Well, there's sort of two answers to that, Alex. The first is that it is working in that fighting is no longer going on here. The U.S. has withdrawn their patrols at the request of Najaf's governor from areas around the mosques. And as a result, there's no exchange of fire between insurgents and U.S. patrols. It is not working in terms of getting rid of the insurgents. The police chief and the governor, as well as residents of the city, have all told me that the insurgents are still in the mosques and they still control them. They've merely put away their weapons. And in fact, both the police chief and the governor have told me that they don't think that they have the ability right now to expel any of those insurgents. And so there's a real concern that once the U.S. withdraws its forces more fully, particularly after June 30th, that this uprising can occur again and that there won't be sufficient forces to repel it.
I read in one of the papers this morning that the atmosphere in these towns is somewhat like that of Afghanistan under the Taliban. That is, there are sort of religious police going around telling barbers not to shave the beards off of men, closing down beauty parlors and handing out punishment and fairly brutal punishment to people who are not on the right side of Islamic custom.
It's really hard to know if that's true or not. One of the biggest problems that we're having as reporters is that we can't get out into the communities in areas like Najaf and Kufa. I'm embedded right now, and so I can only move with the military. We've heard similar reports of a religious court that was established by Muqtada al-Sadr. From one coalition provisional authority source, I heard that it's actually handed down death sentences. One thing that is certain is that the population of Kufa and Najaf, as far as I've seen them, are very supportive of the United States. When the U.S. goes out on patrols, you see kids and children and women running up to the side of the highway, giving them thumbs up and getting very excited, particularly when there's battles going on. Very frequently, as little as a block away from a battle, Iraqis will be lining the streets, watching what's going on until a U.S. military car with a speaker on it tells people to go inside. And as soon as U.S. military vehicles withdraw from a battle, people are again running up to the side of the street, giving them thumbs-up signs. So there doesn't seem to be a great deal of support for the insurgents in these towns.
And indeed, people are responding the way American officials had said that Iraqis might a year ago. They like the presence of Americans there.
Right. It's only a year late, and unfortunately, all the people with guns don't seem to be reacting similarly. There definitely is a segment of the population who's very enthusiastic for the U.S. presence here. And these were always towns that under Saddam Hussein were treated very poorly. They're overwhelmingly Shiite, a group of people who make up 60% of Iraq, but were treated badly under the previous regime. And so there was initially a great deal of support among the Shiites for the U.S. presence here.
Do you have any sense of how this situation is going to resolve itself over the coming months?
I don't. I think everyone's trying to figure that out. I mean, there seems to be sort of a standstill right now. Everyone seems content to let the fighting stop. In Fallujah, essentially a deal was brokered between Iraqi security forces and the insurgents to do joint patrols. Here in Kufa and Najaf, a similar situation exists where the Iraqi security forces have agreed to tolerate the presence of insurgents within the city in exchange for an end of hostilities. The real question is, after June 30th, when the U.S. will have much less say in how things are run and how security is executed, what is going to happen? And I don't think anyone has an answer to that. And all Iraqis that I speak to are overwhelmingly afraid of what might happen then.
Charles Duhigg reports for the Los Angeles Times. He's currently in Najaf, Iraq. He hopes to be back in Los Angeles soon, perhaps as early as next week. Charles, we'll talk to you in the studio then.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.